Turkey is in the midst of a political and financial crisis. Yesterday, the government of Bülent Ecevit was forced to allow the Turkish currency, the lira, to float, resulting in an immediate 25% drop in its value. Opposition leaders want Ecevit to step down and call early elections as Turks watch prices skyrocket and wages plummet. Reporter Chris Morris is in Istanbul. What caused this crisis?
In fact, the cause was a political one, even though the consequences were financial and economic. The initial cause was a political row between the Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit and President Sezer. The row was about corruption allegations. It was very heated and it took place behind closed doors. But the Prime Minister walked out of the meeting in a huff. He publicised this dispute and he spoke of a serious crisis. That scared the markets, which started to tumble alarmingly. And although the government tried to then regain some sense of confidence, they weren't able to do so. And the only thing that was going to restore some sense of financial stability was this decision, which has meant a devaluation of the Turkish lira.
Is the government likely to fall?
At the moment, I don't think so. I think if there was an alternative, then that would be a possibility. But Turkey's parliament is pretty deeply divided. And the current government, for all its faults, and a lot of people are very, very angry with it at the moment because they've lost a lot of money because of the devaluation. For all those faults, it's probably the most stable coalition that this parliament is going to produce. There is certainly pressure for some sort of government reshuffle to get rid of ministers who are seen as those with the closest ties to corrupt activities. And there's been a lot of criticism of the Prime Minister saying that he sparked this crisis himself unnecessarily. But at the moment, I think the government will struggle on.
What options does the government have to resolve the crisis?
Well, the immediate crisis, it will have to take steps with the International Monetary Fund to try to work out a new program of economic reform. The IMF has pumped about $11 billion into Turkey in just over a year to try and bring down inflation. That program has essentially been knocked out of the water by the decision to devalue the lira, because that will bring inflation back up again, at least in the short term. So they need to set new economic targets and try to find a way to regain some sort of confidence in the markets. The underlying problem, though, is that the political dispute which sparked this whole crisis, that dispute about corruption, has not been resolved, and the corruption issue has not gone away.
Is there concern that the turmoil in Turkey will affect its neighbours?
Not in a political sense. There's certainly been nervousness in some other emerging markets that if the Turkish economy really were to collapse, that would have a knock-on effect. There have been some nervousness on the Russian stock market, for example, and on some stock markets in South America. I think it's more a question of if this goes very wrong here, then it will not be so much Turkey's neighbours, but other countries which are being helped by the IMF will be in difficulty, because there will be a perception among the markets that the IMF's prescription is not working. And so the IMF has a lot to lose here in Turkey, as much as the Turkish government does.
Reporter Chris Morris in Istanbul.